In this bulletin, the federal budget delivers one-off payments to millions of Australians and a temporary cut to the fuel excise. And it predicts unemployment will drop to its lowest level in almost 50 years. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has delivered his fourth budget designed to help ease cost of living pressures on Australian families. A key goal of the pre-election spending is to tackle soaring petrol prices with a temporary cut to the fuel excise tax to bring down the price of petrol, set to become effective at midnight tonight. Millions of Australians will become eligible for a temporary tax cut, a one-off $420 payment for low and middle-income earners. The Treasurer also flagged greater access to medicines, support for apprenticeships and cybersecurity, new funding for vaccines, a new one-off cost of living $250 payment to 6 million Australians, and employment pathways for Indigenous Australians. Mr. Frydenberg says the budget deficit is significantly lower than what it was last year and is expected to more than halve over the next 3 years. He says it's a new chapter in Australia's economic story out of COVID-19.
This is our vision for Australia, and this is what tonight's budget delivers. Cost of living relief now. A long-term economic plan that creates more jobs. Record investments in essential services, stronger defence and national security, a plan for the times.
The 2022 budget is projecting a $103.6 billion improvement in the underlying cash balance over the next 5 years. The underlying cash deficit in the next financial year is expected to be $78 billion. That's 3.4% of GDP. The deficit is forecast to halve to around $43 billion by the 2025 to 26 financial year and continue to decline after that. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has pointed to Australia's recovery from the biggest economic shock since the Great Depression of the last century. And he says events overseas are causing higher fuel, food and shipping costs, which in turn increase inflation and stretch household budgets. His budget brings in a set of temporary measures to offset the increase in the cost of living. From midnight tonight, fuel excise will be cut in half by 22 cents in every litre. That could reduce the cost of filling a car's petrol tank by around $7 a time. The ACCC will monitor to ensure that saving is passed on to the consumer. The government is also set to give more than 10 million low and middle income earners a one-off cost of living tax offset. It means individuals already receiving the low and middle income tax offset will now receive up to $1,500 and couples up to $3,000 from the 1st of July this year. There will also be a new one-off $250 cost of living payment delivered within weeks to pensioners, carers, veterans, job seekers, eligible self-funded retirees and concession card holders. The government is also focusing on skilled migrants in the budget, moving 10,000 places from the partner visa allocation across to the skilled migrant category. This raises the skilled visa stream to 109,000 places. The family stream, which includes partner and child visas, parent visas and other family visas, will deliver 50,000 places. From 2022 to 2023, partner visas will be granted on what the government is calling a demand-driven basis, aiming for more flexibility in any given year. The 2022 to 23 permanent migration program ceiling will be 160,000 places. The number of humanitarian visas available is to be maintained at its current level of 13,750. The government says this will enable it to support the transition of Ukrainian refugees onto a temporary humanitarian visa, subclass 786. An additional 16,500 places will be made available for Afghan nationals under the humanitarian program and will be equally allocated over the next 4 years. The government says this is in recognition of Australia's 2 decades of operations in Afghanistan. And the budget has increased the number of working holidaymaker visas by 11,000. This one-off cap increase will increase the number of places available to backpackers from the 26 partner countries which operate under the cap agreement with Australia. The government estimates this would bring in an extra $45 million to the economy over the next 3 years. To encourage more backpackers to take up travel to Australia, the government says visa holders who arrived in Australia between January and April this year can apply for a refund of the visa application charge. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.